It's Good Friday, and what is Good Friday like in Ukraine? Let's find out as we switch to independent journalist Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. And I guess it's a good afternoon to you now, Joseph. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon to you guys, and good Friday to you all. I'm actually, fine. As I told you, producers, we can tell the story on Monday, but I'm leaving Lviv at the moment. I've left Lviv for the first time since the war started. Throughout, since the war began, our team has been delivering supplies and things around the country. And so today I had a chance to go to a destination outside of Lviv. I'm getting to see some other realities here in Ukraine. So I will share those stories with you on Monday, because for security reasons, I can't reveal where I am at the moment. But I will say, you said, Good Friday. It's a curious thing here. Ukraine, when it comes to religious holidays, is on the old Julian calendar. They never changed, and the calendar that the West uses is from began in the 18th century. So most holidays here at Christmas is January 7th, which for a Westerner is sort of like a weird time traveling experience. So for us this year, Easter will be next weekend, not this weekend.
And, you know, whenever I hear a noise in the background, I get scared. Aren't you a little frightened, Joseph, with more intense shelling of residential areas there?
No. For example, this morning, the air raid alarms sounded throughout the entire country of Ukraine. But the air defense systems worked all over the country, including in Kharkiv. The sound you hear now is just simply the windshield wipers. Because it's starting to rain.
Good.
Exactly. And the roads are smooth here. I have seen on the roads, significant elements of, of protection. But today the air defense worked throughout Ukraine. They shot down missiles, which means, there was some damage, but the populated areas were protected today very well. And then, of course, there was the big news from yesterday with the Russian ship. The famous Russian ship that the sailors yelled at those first days of the war, words that I can't repeat on radio, that ship was sunk in the Black Sea. And Ukraine says it was sunk by one of their Neptune missiles, which came from a Ukrainian beach. Russia says something else.
Nope, we lost Joseph there for a second here. Hopefully it's just because he's in a bad zone there. Yeah, the Russians say there was a fire and an explosion, and that's what sunk it. But you can't believe that Russian propaganda. Oops. I think this is the first time we've had any communication problem with Joseph from Lviv, and it's because he's actually on the road. Let's see if we can get him back. All right, let's hang on here, and if he gets into it.
I got you now.
Are you okay? Can you hear us okay, Joseph?
I got you. No, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was just saying that it's got to be Russian propaganda. They just don't want to admit that it was a Ukraine missile strike.
Of course, and either way, it doesn't look good. I mean, if it was their own mistake, that's a huge mistake. But I mean, I think that has given people new energy here. It's such a great victory, I think, to have that at the bottom of the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm. And as you go around the country there, people, I understand, have a special greeting on Good Friday, don't they?
No, actually, starting from Easter Sunday, the greeting changes. Instead of saying hello, privit, or dobry den, you would say Christos Voskres, which means Christ is risen. And then when you hear that, the response is Voistinu Voskres, he is risen indeed. And people say that, especially here in the West, if you go to the mountains or in Lviv, that it becomes the standard greeting for 50 days from Easter until I guess Pentecost or whatever. So it just shows you how the Ukrainian culture is something that is thriving. A lot of it has, in the past 8 years, since 2014, Ukrainians have recovered their language and their traditions in ways that were threatened during the Soviet times, mm-hmm. and also threatened during Imperial Moscow since early 1700s sought to ban the Ukrainian language the same way that Imperial London tried to ban the Irish language. Mm-hmm. And so Ukrainian has they've done an amazing job, especially since that Revolution of Dignity, of recovering these traditions. And so from during the Easter season, when you hear that the way they greet each other, you know, is this ancient way, and tie it to their faith. I find it very inspiring. And that's one of the things that would not be allowed in a society controlled by Moscow.
It's very inspiring. And we know tens of thousands of Ukrainian Jews have fled the country. But what's the number? About 80% remain there, Joe?
I'm not sure if it on the percentage on that, but I do. I've spoken with a few. I think we are approaching a checkpoint here, by the way. But I've spoken with, as we've mentioned on the show before, with some Ukrainian Jews that were raising money for that Azov Battalion, which is based. They are the last holdout in the city of Mariupol, and the Russian propaganda and even some Western media tries to create the story that Azov is somehow neo-Nazi. But there are Jewish people. In fact, there's a famous warrior who's Israeli fighting with the Azov Battalion. I'm hoping to interview him next week. So Ukraine is a very tolerant country. And I think Ukrainian Jews would rather live in a free Ukraine than in a society controlled by Moscow.
Joseph Lindsley reporting. More from Joseph and links so you can follow him on our website, WGNradio.com. We'll let you go through, hopefully safely, that checkpoint, Joseph, and then we look forward to hearing more about your travels on Monday. If the Russians, though, are somehow picking up this broadcast, I just want to point out, we're just kidding. Joe has not gone anywhere. He's deep underground in his news bunker, so don't get any ideas.
Thank you, Bob. And I will say, there's one word in the Ukrainian language that Russians cannot pronounce, and so I should practice that before I go through this checkpoint. It's polyanetsa. I hope I said it correctly, and it's a special type of bread, and Russians are incapable of pronouncing it. So I will tell you on Monday if I pronounce it correctly at this checkpoint.
we'll hope and pray.
Good. All right, happy Easter to everyone in America. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joseph Lindsley. Wow, that's incredible. Talking to him as he goes through a checkpoint there, amazing.